each and every one of us wants to be able to differentiate ourselves from all the financial advisors that we compete with so that we can work with the right clients, inspire them to action so that they are able to live the life that they want. And by doing so, we create tremendous value, not only for them, but for all our stakeholders. Wow. Well, how do we do that? I'm going to share with you one of the really most successful tactics that we teach in our coaching program, that by delivering this in really just 2 minutes, you can change your business dramatically. Not only inspire people to action, but to attract the right people. Wow. You don't want to miss this. This has changed, transformed, improved so many of the advisors we've had the privilege of coaching, and it will change your business as well. It will accelerate your success even more. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CED Worldwide. Stay tuned, and I'm going to share exactly how you can get these 2 minutes.
The CED Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
What we hear over and over again from our coaching clients after we teach this tactic, when we call it perfecting your personal story, once you start sharing your personal story, that's the 2 minutes I'm talking about, in the right spot, it's going to transform your business. It's going to not only allow you to inspire the right clients to take action, but it's also going to attract the right affluent clients to you. See, we hear over and over again from the coaching clients we have that this is their secret weapon. And it can be your secret weapon too, because what we all want to do is really work with the right clients. We want to attract those right affluent clients. We want to immediately create trust. They want to understand your vision, so this will establish it for you. See, what we have is we have the opportunity to recognize how the affluent choose us. They choose us based on emotion first and then engage us based on logic. Let me read that to you again. Affluent clients choose you based on emotion and then engage you based on logic. See, what we all want to do as financial advisors is really share all the logic of why we can help them make smart decisions and what are those smart decisions. And if they're not ready to do it, what we do is talk a little louder, a little faster, and we're going to persuade them. See, the power of your story is that they're going to emotionally connect with you. And by doing that, then you can share the logic, but they're ready for you. It establishes that high degree of trust. Let me give you an example, my own personal story. And I have a whole bunch of stories, and you know, you're probably thinking, well, this is, you know, John, and he's been doing this for a long time. He's going to be really good. Okay, all of us are more boring and mundane than we'd like to believe. But we have morsels of stories and passion of why we do what we do. It's going to resonate. And if we tell it at the right time, it can really transform. Let me give you an example. And this is a story you could tell, you know, easily. It's my story, but a story like this for you, you could tell at the end of a discovery meeting. So you've asked a series of questions. We teach around 7 major themes: values, goals, relationships, you know, the asset liabilities, and then we're asking about their advisors or process and interests. And we ask all of that, and we really know them. We've connected with them. There's a lot of chemistry and so on, but we haven't talked. You know, their favorite subject is much like our favorite subject to ourselves. We do all that, but then we're ready to transition to see, you know, how we can move forward. And one of the best ways is sharing your story. So I would say, wow, you know, this is great. You should be really proud. I'm talking to the client now. You're really proud of what you accomplished and what we've learned of where you are, where you want to go, and what the gap is. I believe we're going to be able to help you. And this is something that's really important to you. Let me tell you why I'm so passionate about wealth management. It happened in May 1975. It was in my junior year. I got a call from my dad, and I had been expecting this call because each year, I got an increasingly better summer job. And see, my uncle and my dad owned a cast iron foundry, and it was, you know, doing pretty good. 400 employees. We were one of the biggest employers in this small little town in upstate New York. And I had a charmed life as a kid. Everything worked really well. There was always a lot of everything that we needed and many things we didn't need. But my father was, he always believed in working hard. And so he gave me some of the worst jobs. And this junior year, I was hoping that maybe I'd be in the office instead of out there in the foundry, breathing all that stuff and the hard work and everything else. And when I picked up the phone, my dad goes, "Son, I've got some bad news. The foundry's going under. Your uncle's going to stay with it to go through the bankruptcy as we liquidate. I'm going to leave to get a job. Your mom and I also have decided to get a divorce. And, oh, by the way, you don't have a summer job." Well, I mean, I was like, wow. But the very first thing I asked my dad was, "Are you going to be all right?" And that the next thing out of his mouth was the scariest: "I don't know." I mean, see, we had really had this great life, and now we didn't. I had to pay the rest of the way through college. There was no summer job. I had to go get my own summer job. My father, you know, went through bankruptcy. Now, they did recover well, but it was at that moment I decided that I was going to be a financial advisor. I wasn't going to let my family go through that again. And I really believed sincerely then and now, had he had the right financial advisors, it would have changed everything totally. See, that's a responsibility we all have. And that's why I'm so passionate. Make sure not only my family, but no family I have the privilege of working with goes through that. Let's go ahead and schedule our next meeting. Now, when you share that with a client, it will change the whole tone. They no longer think of you as just one of those many hundreds of thousands of financial advisors, but what they think of you as somebody who is really passionate about making a difference. Now, let me walk you through the four steps of putting together your own personal story. Very first thing is you've got to write it. Now, this is something that I got to tell you, you're going to be tempted not to do. You're going to be struggling with it, and you're going to think you're boring and mundane, as I mentioned. Well, what happens is if you will reduce to writing, that kind of that turning point, and it's usually a dark point, but it doesn't have to be a dark point where, you know, you went ahead and you really struggled. And it was that turning point where you decided to be a financial advisor and really take care of clients. Or it could be where you made such a big difference in a friend's or a client's life, or it could have been something your parents. See, what happens is when people listen to that story, they're not listening to, you know, "It's my dad." They're thinking of their own dad. They're relating to us. It's connecting emotionally. Very, very powerful. So write the story first. And as you write it, the next thing, it's not surprising at all, you're going to rewrite it. Because when we write our stories, what happens is we go into a narrative and we're really tempted to do a bio. Don't do your biography. You're not going to tell your whole life story. Okay, you know, I've gone and, you know, this and that and went to college and got a couple master's degree, was a pilot in the Navy, da-da-da-da. You could go on and talk about everything. No, it's that moment, that reflection that was so important to you. So it's much like a movie. You want to cut to the chase scene. You know, so often the movie starts with the chase scene. Well, here it started with that phone call from my dad. So once you've rewritten it, then you take it from there and you're going to go and really test it. Do a little marketing test. And this is that ready, aim, fire. So we're going to go ready, aim, and fire. We're going to go ahead and write it, rewrite it, and then fire. And what happens is, you know, this is something you can do by practicing it on your own, then internally with teammates, with friends, your spouse, your significant other, partners. But what you have to do, and this is so critical, is you have to share your story. Because it's by providing this great world-class experience that it all comes together. They're going to connect emotionally with you. And by connecting emotionally with you, they're going to really not only want to work with you, you know, then you have to share the logic. They have to be able to add value. But then what's so powerful is they're going to go ahead and share your story with the people they care about. They're not going to just talk about the advisor. They're going to talk about why you're so passionate. And what this is going to do, I got to tell you, it's going to attract the right affluent client. And it's going to be very, very powerful. Now, if you want to put this story together, I'm going to encourage you to work with somebody, whether it's someone at CED or elsewhere, you should do it. It's one of the most powerful secret weapons we hear from all our coaching clients. If you'd like to explore how you could put this to action and what we would do if we were in your shoes, what are the three simplest things we would do if we were in your shoes? I encourage you to schedule what we call a best year ever consultation. Need to have a minimum of $200,000 of net income. But if you do, you've got that foundation that we can really help you to accelerate your success. So depending on where you're listening to this, should be an icon below or to the side with a link to the best year ever consultation. If you don't see it, then go to our website, cegworldwide.com, and sign up for our newsletter there and you'll see the link. We're looking forward to helping you share your story so that you better serve even better your current clients and inspiring them to action and attract all those future clients. Go out and make a difference. Wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.